And this is All Things Considered from NPR News on WFAE. Good evening, I'm Nick Delacnow. And let's turn now to romaine lettuce. Almost 2 weeks after the Centers for Disease Control told consumers to throw out their romaine, fearing E. coli after dozens were sickened in the U.S. and Canada, restaurants and grocery stores are still grappling with the fallout. WFAE contributor Amy Rogers, who writes our food and culture blog WFA Eats on WFAE.org, has been reporting on how romaine lettuce isn't the only thing consumers have to worry about and how consumers can better protect themselves. And she joins us now. Hello, Amy.
Hey there, Nick.
So at this point, we're all aware of the much publicized warnings on romaine lettuce from the CDC. But you're reporting that there have been other recalls. Let's talk about those and how serious they are.
You know, a lot of recalls are done proactively when food manufacturers or grocery stores discover that things are labeled incorrectly or have been processed in a way that can't be fully understood or controlled. They're very proactive in removing those things off the shelves to prevent any possible incidents of people having allergic reactions or other problems.
Mm-hmm. Have there been other recalls in other areas?
There have been. There's a recall right now that seems, you know, a little sad for the holiday time. It's a Duncan Hines cake mix recall, and the manufacturers are insistent that there haven't been any problems, that it's a labeling problem, so it falls into the better safe than sorry category.
Okay, well, as far as the romaine lettuce goes and these fears of E. coli, do we know, has anyone gotten sick here in the Carolinas?
Well, that has to do with reporting. You know, there are a lot of folks who come down with foodborne illnesses who don't see a doctor, who don't report to their healthcare provider that they've had an issue. So some of those things are just impossible to document. And again, even if you do report, it's hard to tag back to what it is that's made you sick. There are a number of foodborne illnesses that don't have an onset for a number of days to even up to a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so people might think that the last meal that they ate is what's causing them to be sick, but that might actually not be the case.
Right. That's actually frequently what happens. You blame the last thing you ate for your illness when it could be something that you ate several days ago.
So how can consumers better protect themselves and just be more informed about these recalls and when they're going out to eat?
So in the story we'll be posting, there will be links that you can visit to download widgets that will tell you about different food recalls and outbreaks of illnesses. You can also subscribe in real time to different Twitter feeds and RSS feeds that will tell you as recalls or other problems are documented and the public is notified. That's one way to do it in the larger public sense. Of course, the thing that we all can do is be safer in our own kitchens. And that can be as simple as taking the temperature of the meat that you serve before it hits the table, being super careful about washing your hands and your surfaces, and not leaving food out for longer than the amount of prescribed time before it starts to become possibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And so if you had to pick a lettuce to substitute for romaine, what's your personal choice?
If I had to serve lettuce on my table right now, I'd probably go old school with an iceberg wedge, blue cheese, and bacon bits.
Oh, that sounds good. So maybe some alternative or grow your own lettuce or something local, or maybe just go for a hot pretzel, right?
Hot pretzel is always a good idea. And, you know, lots of other things that are frozen. If you were smart enough to put up greens and beans last season, you're in luck.
That's Amy Rogers, WFAE contributor and writer of WFAE Eats on WFAE.org. And you can find her latest piece on recalls and what you can do to protect yourself at WFAE.org. And stay with us as All Things Considered continues in just a few moments.